And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos with KQNA's Talk of the Town for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley. We're going to have some fun in studio today with my good friend Miss Darlene Westcott, Miss Darlene of the Children's Library, and Linda Berg of the Friends of the Chino Valley Library. They're going to update us on all the happenings over there at our beautiful Chino Valley Library. We're going to be back in just a few minutes to talk with them. Stick around. We got a fun hour for you.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent today or visit alversusagent.com.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in and spending an afternoon with me in studio at KQNA talking about what's happening in and around Chino Valley. One of the things we want to bring to your attention right off the bat is an announcement from the Yavapai County Health Services, their community health services with Yavapai County. They are having a free flu clinic, and that is not how you get the flu, but how to avoid getting it. They are offering free flu shots. I had to say that carefully. Too many F's in there. Free flu shots. It was happening today and tomorrow over at Station 61 of the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, CAFMA, over at Road 3 North, 1133 West Road 3 North, right over there behind, oh, the Chino Police Department and Public Works and the Library and Senior Center, that whole complex. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is where you can go by and get a free flu shot, courtesy of the Yavapai Community Health Services. For more information, visit yavapai.us. Again, that's free flu shots over there at Station 61 on West Road 3 North tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, wanted to give a congratulatory announcement to our local Chino Valley High School King and Queen. They celebrated homecoming this past Friday. And Coach Wade Krug is off to an outstanding start. I forget their exact record, but they've only lost one game. So they're like, what, 1-5 or 5-1, I believe, or 4-1? A routing of Kingman High School. What was the final? 53-8 this past Friday night. And congratulations to our King and Queen, Miss Lauren Foster and Mr. Garrett Thompson. It was a lot of fun. I spent some time on the sidelines watching that game and the halftime festivities. Now, we're in for a real big treat right now because joining us on mic is the usually silent Mr. Bill Monroe, who will be giving us a little update. Hey, Bill, thanks for coming on. I try and get him to talk, and he ignores me usually.
That's true, I do.
He's over there with his Sudoku and whatever else. He's over there breaking codes, I think, during the show. But you also had a little bit of a homecoming this past weekend, right?
Yes, I did. It was my big 30th anniversary. So
30th reunion over
yes,
at the high school?
Was.
And
yes,
where did you go?
I went to high school in Baghdad, a little town of Baghdad, which is about 60 miles from here. So,
how was it getting back? Now, you get back there pretty regularly.
I do.
Right?
I try to get there at least once a year. Yeah. I've been there twice already this year. So
Nice. Yeah. Seen some old friends over there?
I did. I saw quite a few.
Now, don't make me do the math. I am a product of the public school system of California, so subtracting 30 from 2018 is kind of tough for me. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 1989. We always have the reunion in the fall of that school year, whereas like Prescott will have theirs like in summer of 89. Yeah, yeah.
Does Baghdad kind of work it around their homecoming every year? Is that kind of one of the goals?
And they also, their other goal is they have a company picnic. For those that don't know, Baghdad is a mining town, and the company pretty much runs everything. So they have a company picnic where everybody can come to that. So
what was that Ernest T. Ford song? Sold my soul to the company store.
And I actually worked for the company store for a few years up there. Yeah, so.
From my interaction with folks from the Baghdad area, it was a pretty neat place to grow up over the years. So how has it changed? How has the little town of Baghdad and the high school changed in the 30 years since you were over there?
Yeah, it was very nice growing up. Like you said, you knew all your neighbors, and it had the hotline. If you did something wrong, you knew your parents were going to know about it before you even got home. It has changed a lot, whereas they kind of consolidated all the schools together.
Yeah.
When I went there, there was one building that was the elementary and one that was the high school. Now, basically, they've taken some of the older classrooms and made them the elementary school.
Oh, nice.
And they've made the high school still kind of the main building.
So kind of one compound.
Exactly,
Oh,
and so we walked, kind of looked around a little bit. It was kind of dark, but it's the football field's right there, so you can kind of, you know.
Now, does the principal's office look the same as it did back when you were in school? Because I'm guessing you spent a lot of time
there. I actually was a good student. I did not spend a lot of time there. I was actually friends with the principal we were talking about. He let me do whatever I wanted, so I liked the guy. So
everything within reason.
Within reason, exactly. He wasn't gonna let me like set cars on fire or something, but you know, but a few, I had a little bit of leeway there. So.
Well, I do follow you on social media, and it was neat seeing you post some memories. And thanks again, Bill Monroe, who is normally what your exact title? Your senior
news correspondent
here at the at the KQ&A studios.
Yes,
he runs the board for us each and every week for myself and for Lorette, who handles the show for the Chamber of Commerce, and all the other good folks here at the studio. So I have tried to get you to talk on mic in the past. And
now you've done
it. You've done it. I can die a happy man.
You can die a happy man now.
Thank you, Bill. Now, talking about with Bill about small-town living in the town of Baghdad, now that is how a lot of people remember Chino Valley as well. Now, although we have a very rich history in Chino Valley going back generations and generations to the early days of the territorial days and things back now it's 2 centuries ago, I guess. We weren't incorporated until 1970. So the town is celebrating its 50th anniversary in 2020, and we're looking for your help to make that celebration one that will be for the books. The biggest celebration this town has ever seen is what we're looking for. That will be capping off with a celebration Territorial Days September of 2020, but over the next year and a half, 2 years, we'll be planning for that. And again, we could use your help with memories and old photographs and your story about what brought you and your family to the town of Chino Valley. If you visit chinoaz.net, our town website, there is a link for the 50th anniversary celebration. We want to hear from you. There's some forms you can fill out based on your personal story or those of you who have or currently own businesses in Chino Valley. There is one you can fill out profiling your current or past business. We want to know what makes up this great town of Chino Valley. So give us your story and share your experience. Again, chinoaz.net. And you can click on the 50th anniversary link right there in the news flash or email us at 50th@chinoaz.net with your story or your suggestions, your photographs, or your questions on how you can participate in the Golden Jubilee for the town of Chino Valley. We are in the process of making that happen now, and we need your input. What makes up a great town is the cornerstones of the community and of the neighborhoods, and we have a few here in Chino Valley. We've got our great recreational fields over there on 1 East. We've got our beautiful aquatic center. We have our ever-present senior center and memory park, and the anchor of that area and an area where most of the town spends a good portion of their time is our Chino Valley Library. It is a real hub of activity, not only for learning, but also for entertainment and socializing. So it is my privilege to welcome into the studio a name and a face known to many, many in town, Miss Darlene Westcott. Thanks for joining us, Darlene.
Thanks for having me.
And we have with us a newbie to the KQ&A studios and to these microphones, Miss Linda Berg of the Friends of the Chino Valley Library. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine.
Get in nice and close there. We want to be able to hear from you. Now, Darlene, you've been in here with me in the past.
Yes.
You've done some other media stuff with the town through our YouTube page and things. And again, chinoaz.net, the library links there has a lot of information about you and your programs. We're going to get into some of those specifics as we go through this hour. But Linda, before we go over to Miss Darlene, tell us a little bit about you. How long have you been in the town of Chino Valley?
Chino Valley about 14 years.
Oh, now. Nice. Nice. That's about when my wife and I moved in. We came in 2004 is when we moved into the area. We came from a larger metro area. How about you? What were your roots before coming here?
We moved here from Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Latrobe, Pennsylvania. What I know the name, but I'm not familiar with the demographics. Is that a larger city? Is it a smaller suburb? What was that like?
It's a small town. It's not too far from Pittsburgh.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, Latrobe, is there a brewery there?
There used to be Rolling Rock, but
okay.
they're no longer there.
For some reason.
Also is the home of Mr. Rogers.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Did you see that documentary on him?
Yes.
That's come out. How? What? Did you go away dry-eyed? I have not seen it, but from what I understand, it's a tearjerker.
Yes, he was quite an influence on the town of Latrobe, and also Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer. Oh, nice.
He and his wife have done many things for the town.
Very nice. Now, was that hometown for you going back? Is that where you were raised?
Not far from there.
Yeah.
That's where we moved from.
You come from a large family, brothers and sisters? Or?
No, a small family, but large family as far as aunts and uncles.
Nice. So an extended family, the support system there, growing up in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Sounds nice. Sounds nice. Now, what is your exact role with the Friends of the Chino Valley Library?
I am president of the Friends of the Chino Valley Library.
Now, how long has this organization been in existence?
We were incorporated in 1984.
Okay. What's the tenet? What's the goal of the group, of the Friends? Why was it set up, and what type of things have you guys accomplished as a group?
The Friends are all volunteers, and we assist the library staff when they need it, and we also take and process donations that are given to the library.
A lot of the used books and things that are involved in the book sales and things like that?
Yes.
Beautiful new addition to the library that you guys are utilizing now was generated with some grant money and funds and things. You want to explain how that got into the works and the role of the Friends to get that set up?
With the funding that we were able to raise, we were able to start the process of expanding the library into the unused area.
Mm-hmm. So the old, and Darlene, educate me on this, because when I first moved out here and was covering town politics in the early and mid-2000s, that community room that is used for a lot of your activities was the old town hall, correct? If I'm looking,
exactly.
The council chambers.
That was the council chambers. Uh-huh.
And then the new section, I believe that's like the fiction section, right?
No,
beside.
it's actually south, no, southwest. Yeah, southwest and large print and,
okay.
And adult side. Then we have the young adult section right there.
That
too.
Was like the old offices
that
where people
offices.
Would come in and get
right.
business licenses and things,
right.
And talk to Hilda.
Talk to Hilda.
She would make sure we all had our things in line.
Yes.
So now it's expanded out, more books, but almost more important, at least in my mind, for the library is that big community room,
right.
Because that's the area where primarily the school age kids come in and
right.
not only learn, but they're entertained, which
right.
kind of gets those creative and learning educational juices
and
flowing.
People can use that room. People can rent out the room, but they can use that
uh-huh.
room, reserve the room for like meetings and stuff like that.
Nice.
As long as it's nonprofit.
Yeah. Yeah. But one of the biggest things, at least from the public standpoint, where we get to enjoy it there, is some of the programs you have with the kids throughout the year and with the local schools on fall break this week, as mm-hmm. we're talking. It's going to get utilized pretty well. We're going to come back in just a few moments
okay.
to talk with Miss Darlene and learn more about Miss Linda Berg's activities over there with the Friends of the Library and find out what Miss Darlene has planned throughout the rest of this week and moving forward for the kids to enjoy and the community to enjoy as well. We will be right back with Talk of the Town after these words.
Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized Pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from Pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program including frequency and type of screening can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in and sticking around with KQNA's Talk of the Quad Cities. We are here for the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and the town of Chino Valley. My name is Matt Santos, talking at you today. A quick reminder, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month is when you can attend a town council meeting. And hey, that's tomorrow, 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 202 North Highway 89. Couple of items that are on there tying in really well with the topic that we have today, talking about the library with Linda Berg and Miss Darlene, is a presentation on the new playground equipment that's going to be installed there at the Memory Park expansion, that's kind of connecting the library really seamlessly with the senior center across the parking lot. It's going to be a nice presentation. We'll get a sneak peek at what is planned for the park expansion. And also, something that I know a lot of you are interested in is the roads maintenance plan. Frank Marbury will be presenting that. It's the 20-year plan on how we can keep our roads and streets drivable and keep them in good repair. That is something that the town has struggled with for years, and this is a way to remedy that, and your input from the public is encouraged. We want to know what the public is thinking, what their priorities are, so that town leadership can make the best decisions for the most amount of people in the town. Remember, they can't hear you if you're not there. Social media, emails, and things are always good to be involved with, but the best way you can make your voice heard, your wishes acknowledged, is to attend those meetings. Now, again, those are the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m., 202 North Highway 89. But that's not the only way you could be heard. Periodically, the town leadership, the town mayor and manager hold community outreach meetings. Typically in the evening, we rotate them around. We've done a couple in the mornings as well. The next one coming up will be Mark your calendars, Wednesday, October 17th, so just a week or so away, Wednesday, October 17th at 6 p.m. They run about an hour, so 6 to 7 p.m. at the Community Center over there on Road 1 East, 1527 North Road 1 East in Chino Valley at the Community Center, right there where the new Boys and Girls Club is and very close to the Town Aquatic Center. Again, 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 17th. The good thing about these meetings, these community outreach meetings, is it's very informal. It's just a chance to come and hang out and ask your questions and get some answers. We know that the rumor mill is often running in the town of Chino Valley, so it's a good chance for you to hear accurate and timely information from the mouths of the people who make the decisions. So we encourage you to join us October 17th, 6 p.m. Another chance for you to get to meet and greet town employees is our monthly Coffee with Cops, morning coffee breakfast, kind of meet and greet. Happens the last Wednesday of every month, so this one will be October 31st, 8 a.m., for about an hour, over at the Chino Valley Senior Center at 1021 Butterfield Road in Chino Valley. A good chance for you to hang out with Chief Wynn and his cohorts there with the Chino Valley PD. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. Chance for you to grab a cup of coffee and maybe a muffin or two and chat with the members of our Chino Valley PD in a very relaxed and fun atmosphere. So show on up again Wednesday, October 31st at 8 a.m. at the Chino Valley Senior Center. Coffee with Cops. It's a good time. Also, a place to have a good time, of course, is the Chino Valley Library. So back with Linda Berg. Thanks again for taking time out of your schedule. Give me a quick rundown of what you do over there with the Friends of the Chino Valley Library as the president of the organization. What are some of the day-to-day activities that you are involved with?
We take in the donations that are dropped off at the library from the community.
What kind of donations are we looking at? And how can people, if they weren't aware that you took these, what are some of the things you're looking for in the way of donations?
We are always looking for good books in good condition, and fairly new magazines that we can put out in our bookstore and put them for sale to raise money for the library.
Now, I know that one of the real pluses with the library is involving the young kids. So there is a great section for young readers and school age kids at the book sale there. We browse through them as much as we can and pick up a book here and there. How important is it, Miss Darlene, to really make the library, because I'll put this, when I was a kid going in the library, it was a very solemn place. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being around the books and walking through the aisles, but it was a very solemn place. There was a lot of whispering and a lot of shushing, well, at least at my direction. Shh, Matt, be quiet. I heard a lot of that growing up, not only at the library, also at home. I was not a very well-behaved child. How important is it to make learning fun for the kids? Because that seems to be your focus over there at the Children's Library.
Well, we want the library to be a place where kids want to come into the library and make it a memory. Like, I have a lady that comes to my program now that she brings her children, and she used to come to my program as a child.
Nice.
So I'm aging myself a little bit.
Well, you were 9 when you started over there, right?
Exactly. but we just want it to be a good place. We want it to be a comfortable place that people feel welcome and what's the word I'm trying to say? We want them to feel like it's a good place to go, that it's not dangerous to go to.
And when I've been over there, either photographing for the town, for social media and things, or over there with my son, it's an exciting atmosphere. Talk about some of the events that you have, some of the programs, some of the guests that you have in the past and coming up.
Well, just like today, we had our story time, and I had that was for all ages right now because the kids are out of school, and we did scarecrows. So the kids got to dance; they get to throw, you know, throw leaves up in the air inside. You know, we do all kinds of activities in the community room. But this week, it's open to everybody, even adults. They can come to the magician, Eric Gillian, who is I've never had before. He's a brand new magician that's come to the library, and he comes highly recommended. So that's going to be on Wednesday, this Wednesday the 10th. At 9:30 or 10:45, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything to the people that come. And then October 18th, I do my story times Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if you want to know what time and what that involves, you can call the library at 636-9115 and ask for Darlene. Or get into the groove. This is a new gentleman I've got coming, Mr. Jim. He'll be here on the 18th at 12:15. So if you don't get to come to the story time in the morning, 12:15 in the afternoon, you can come. And he does a lot of music, and he looks like a lot of fun, and he comes recommended, too.
Very nice.
But we also have our trick-or-treat for the town. I'm going to do a little bit of things there. I'm going to be at the event, and I'll actually be in costume. 6 to 9 on the 31st, it'll be at the community. It'll be at Memory Park across from the library.
Pretty much take over the whole park
there. It's a lot of fun, and I love to see all the kids come through. And they get to dig for candy from my booth this year. So they have to come and dig for candy, and it's going to be a lot of fun. My daughter's going to join me this year. So we're going to have readers that read lots of activities. And there's going to be a magician there, too, looks like. A magic show by Kevin Barnes is going to be there. So the kids can come and be in a good atmosphere there, too, with the town. So.
What else we got on the calendar? What are some of the things? Because you have activities running year-round.
Right. Well, I have for story times this year, the 29th, 30th, and 31st, we'll be doing our pumpkin parties. So it's like a Halloween party. I call it a pumpkin party so that everybody feels welcome.
Gotcha.
Because not everybody celebrates.
So it's a seasonal harvest-type festival.
And we do a lot of fun. We do mostly pumpkin stuff. They get to go find pumpkins in the library. They can come in costume. It's not required. And the Friends of the Library has purchased the candy for the activities. The parents are bringing some candy in also. And I have YEI that's coming in and filling the bags for me. So I love the community where we're all pitching in together to make this happen.
So again, like I had said before, the library really is a hub, a cornerstone of the community.
Right.
There's other programs there throughout the year for adults and kids.
Right.
There's some learning activities.
Right.
There's some computer things periodically that go on, and there are computer terminals for the public to use.
Exactly.
You get your make sure you have your library card and your login in that, but you can get internet access, especially in this area. I'm fortunate enough with. At my home to have some pretty decent internet access.
But if they don't have a library card, they can also get a guest pass.
Yes, guest pass.
So we encourage library cards, but if they can't, the kids come after school and they get a visitor's pass.
But the also for the general public, utilizing the internet terminals, because there are some areas in our town limits and in the surrounding area where internet connections are really in need of some improvement. Here you can get in there, high-speed internet. You can sign up for a little bit. And I personally think everybody should get a library card.
It opens up a whole
world of activity. I love the library. I love hanging out there. Except for Scott. You know, there's that Scott Bruner guy. No, just kidding. We love Scott.
Yes, we do.
So we'll be back in just a few minutes after some commercial breaks here and some news with Linda Berg and Miss Darlene to talk about what's going on at the library. We got some other announcements for some community activities that are coming up, including your chance to sit down with Supervisor Craig Brown and hear his stories, talk about story time. So we'll be right back after these words on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
The view This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Who in their right mind would defend men caught soliciting underage girls? Kyrsten Sinema did. She argued that men caught with underage girls shouldn't face child prostitution charges if they just claim the girls looked older. In fact, the Sinema defense was used to dismiss 5 counts of child prostitution by a man caught soliciting a minor right here in Arizona. That's wrong, and it's a troubling pattern. Kyrsten Sinema also voted against tougher penalties for criminals who commit drive-by shootings. Really? Even worse, Sinema opposed a bill that increased penalties for assaulting Arizona police officers. Soliciting minors, drive-bys, and assaulting police? Kyrsten Sinema talks moderate, but her radical views put us all at risk. The real Kyrsten Sinema is too radical for Arizona. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Coyotes visit the Anaheim Ducks Wednesday at 7. It's on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Under the cabinets.
Inside the microwave.
Along the front walk.
In the glove compartment.
Above my painting.
My wife said something about tracks.
Need a light bulb? Batteries Plus Bulbs has a huge selection of LEDs starting as low as $1.
The one inside the clothes dryer.
Oh, you use the clothes dryer.
For store locations, offer details, and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Fortunately, no injuries in a crash that looked like it came right out of a Hollywood movie.
Prescott Fire dispatchers received reports of a 3-vehicle accident near the entrance to Granite Mountain Middle School on Williamson Valley Road last night. A Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority engine arrived and found a pickup truck sitting on top of a car. The driver of the pickup truck told firefighters that another truck traveling alongside her hit her vehicle. The impact caused her truck to flip through the air where she landed on a second car. All people involved were wearing their seatbelts. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
You may have recently received one or more messages on Facebook in your Messenger inbox saying an existing Facebook contact received a friend request from you. The message tells you to check your account and forward the message to all your friends. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors says it's a hoax based on the recent Facebook security breach.
Whenever you see anything that suggests that you send it to everyone you know, that automatically makes it an issue that should make you super suspicious.
A 30% chance for more rain this afternoon, 10% this evening. Chilling after bedtime to near 39 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then sunny and warming tomorrow through Thursday to the mid-60s, with a 20% chance of Thursday rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, scattered isolated showers and spot storms today. A 20% chance for more this evening. Chilling to 42 overnight, with Tuesday through Thursday highs in the low 70s, and the same chance for Thursday showers. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, if you're looking to find out about what's going on in the county, upcoming town hall meeting with Supervisor Craig Brown, it will be on October 16th at 6 p.m. over at the Senior Center there at 1021 Butterfield Road. I have attended these in the past, and they are very informative. Supervisor Craig Brown does an excellent job of bringing out some really good and pertinent information. He has different department heads usually that show up and give updates on their projects, answer questions. The only thing that's missing is you. So show on up and ask your questions, learn, and stay informed. It's a very interesting evening when he holds these. Again, October 16th at 6 p.m. If you are looking for more information on it, give Mary a call, 928-442-5132. Again, October 16th at 6 p.m. at the Chino Valley Senior Center, 1021 Butterfield Road, which is right there next to Memory Park and the Chino Valley Library. Looking to have some fun at the Senior Center. And remember, you do not have to be a senior to attend any of the events at the Senior Center. They will not card you and kick you out if you're under 65. You can show on up. They are running periodic dances over there. Anita and Mary run those, and give them a call. I've got some numbers here, but the best bet to find the information out is go to chinoaz.net. On October 25th, it's a Thursday night, starting at 5:30 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. Again, October 25th. On Thursday, doors open at 5 p.m., a senior center dance. They have a lot of fun over there. They get a good crowd. Brian Keith will be providing the entertainment. They have a good time over there. And so check out chinoaz.net for more information on the Chino Valley Senior Center Let's Dance Party on October 25th, starting at 5:30, but the doors open at 5 p.m., Now, let's get back to library talk. Linda, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What's in store for the Friends of the Chino Valley Library? I understand that you guys are making a little trip down south pretty soon.
Yes. On October 26th, we'll be going...
Right after the senior dance.
Right after the senior dance. We'll be going to Mesa to receive an award that we were very surprised to learn we had won. Without our knowledge, the staff of the library entered us into the Arizona Library Association Awards, and we were fortunate enough to win the Arizona Library of the Year Volunteer Award.
Very nice. Now, those sneaky folks over at the library put your name, your organization's name in the mix here. Who did that? Who is so sneaky that they'd put you up for an award and then you won it?
Darlene.
Miss Darlene.
I had a little bit of help.
A little bit of help, huh? What does this mean for the Friends? It's always nice to be recognized, but with this recognition also shines a light on your organization, and again, will allow people to know what you're looking for in the way of donations and things, correct?
Yes, and also the library. The Chino Valley Library is a community library. It's not a quiet library. There is only room for someone today to be quiet.
That's why they let me in, because I can go in there and laugh.
If people want a quiet area, there's a reading room for them to go to, and it is kept quiet.
Now, that is actually, even though you want to be quiet in there, that is actually my favorite portion of the library. Tell us a little bit about the room over there, Miss Darlene. The Kurtz Memorial Library.
Right. It's
been there for quite a while.
10 or 15 years. I can't remember how long it's been there, but it's been there for a long time.
It's in memory. It was funded in memory of a local youth who unfortunately lost his life.
Right.
But it's a beautiful corner of the library, almost like a little wing because it's separate.
And that's what I used to use for my story. That's what I used to use to do my program thing because I didn't have a program room. And it's very well utilized. I mean, we have people that go in there and like Linda said, we do keep it quiet. People have even shut the door if we get a little bit loud. The older generation especially, and there's little cubicles in there that people can use their computers on.
And couches,
right,
very
couches.
Nice, relaxing chairs.
This is
why it's my favorite room,
mm-hmm.
because it's the mystery section.
Right.
And that is my favorite type of book to read. I love a good mystery. I love some of the older ones, some of the periodic ones set in the, in the 40s. And actually, my son and I, last night, we were watching a movie adaptation of one of my favorite books, The Maltese Falcon, Dashiell Hammett. It was his first time watching it on our big screen in our family room. I threw the DVD in last night. But I love the old mysteries. The older, the better for me. And you guys at the library have an excellent collection back there. And I have been able to pick up for literally pennies. I have cleaned out the change in my ashtray on a number of occasions and walked in and bought some of the books that the Friends of the Library sells. Some great old mysteries that I have on my bookshelf in my home library. So if you are looking to build up your home library for yourself, for your children, for your grandchildren, stop by the Chino Valley Library and pick up, help support the library, help support the Friends of the Library by buying some of the books and media that they have for sale there at the library. And better yet, if you want to clear out some space on your bookshelves, maybe take some of those books and donate them. Linda, you had mentioned some of the things you're looking for, newer and good condition magazines. What are some, again, put you on the spot here. What are some of the treasures that you've found? Is there any donations that kind of surprised you that when you were opening the boxes or going through the shelves that jumped out at you and said, ooh, we've got a good one here?
Well, the first thing we do with donations is check with the library to see if the library needs
books. Gotcha.
We've been able to expand the western section of books from donations, and I think Chino Valley Library has a very nice large selection of western books and western information books, and a lot of them have come from donations.
Southwest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the old historical novels and some of the nonfiction too, the history of our area. I found in there one of the things that my wife and I have been able to find through there, and Miss Darlene always keeps a lookout for some of the good ones. My son is a big fan of dinosaurs and wildlife and animal kingdom, and you can find some really nice books in the sale section. Very large coffee table style books with using some great information on natural history, on dinosaurs and things. So he's educating me on various aspects, because my knowledge of dinosaurs kind of ended with the Flintstones. That's about the level of my knowledge. My wife and him, my wife and my son are the experts on the animal kingdom, especially the dinosaurs. Pluses and the really exciting things happen with the children's library, not just inside the library walls, but especially springtime and summer. You have some good programs out in the park as well. What are some of the, Miss Darlene? What were some of the ones that we were able to enjoy?
Program this last year, our finale was the big water slide. That was to do. I have jugglers that goes out there, and last year I didn't think and let the juggler use fire, but he didn't catch anything on fire. But we have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun. But
went down to Chino Valley.
Right. we sometimes we do our Easter egg hunts outside.
Yeah.
We do, we go outside after a program and just let them, we get popsicles and stuff like that. So the kids get to run around, and it'll be really nice once the playground equipment gets out there.
Now, as the kids progress throughout the year and participate in your programs and things at that last summer finale, there were some picnic tables over there that you could not see the tops of. They were covered with books.
Mm-hmm. That the Friends of the Library purchased.
There you go.
They give me enough money. They give me a big check in December, and I go down to the big book sale down in Tempe, the Scholastic Warehouse, and I bring back usually over $1,000 worth of books.
Yeah,
and the Friends of the Library purchase those for us. So when you purchase from the library, it stays in the library.
So a great way to not only support a great organization like the Friends of the Chino Valley Library, a great department like the Chino Valley Library, but also a way to give back to the community, because I was there with a group of friends, and we were there for that day finale. When the water slides, the finale and all that. And some of the books that these kids were coming away with, some of the classics, some Mark Twain, some great learning and entertainment books. Right. It was just such a good supply.
And they
over
get
there.
So excited because they earn those. The kids earn those. They have to keep a contract with me.
Very
during
nice.
The summer, so keep the reading skills up.
And a lot of fun hanging out in the park, which is expanding. So show up tomorrow night at the council meeting, and you can see the presentation on some of the new playground equipment that is being proposed for the park expansion at Memory Park. I have enjoyed my time talking libraries and talking Baghdad with Bill Monroe. We will be right back after these messages with some closing thoughts. So stick around, and thanks for tuning in to KQ&A this afternoon.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in and following along with us as we talk to Miss Darlene. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And Miss Linda Berg from the Friends of the Chino Valley Library. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
And remember also something we failed to mention. If you go to Amazon and search Friends of the Chino Valley Library, you can also purchase online from the Friends and support them. Thank you, as always, to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe, and we will talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.